Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. How you doing, everybody? Coming up, here to celebrate New Music Tuesday with us is friend of the show, Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine. She'll tell us what we need to be listening to on this March 18th and beyond. But first, let's get some news headlines from Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning again. The death toll in Iraq now stands at 48 after a suicide bomber blew herself up in a crowd of Shiite worshippers near a mosque in Karbala Monday. More than 50 other people were wounded. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from Baghdad.
The suicide bomb went off during evening prayers not far from the Shiite holy site of the Imam Hussein Shrine. The attack was one of the deadliest carried out by a woman here. Female suicide bombers have been involved in some 24 attacks or attempted attacks since the war began. Most recently, female suicide bombers were blamed for a coordinated suicide bombing attack on 2 pet markets in Baghdad last month. In that case, nearly 100 people died. The U.S. military and U.S. embassy issued a joint statement last night blaming the Karbala attack on al-Qaeda in Iraq. The violence came amid visits by Vice President Cheney and several congressional delegations, including one led by presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Senator John McCain.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reporting from Baghdad. U.S. and Russian talks in Moscow opened on a moderately upbeat note Monday. Both sides pledged cooperation despite continued disagreement over an American proposal to place missile defense systems in Poland and the Czech Republic. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said she hopes the discussion has strengthened America's partnership with Russia. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates told reporters the Russians still, quote, hate the idea of missile defense because they see it as a threat. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case over the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. At issue is a sweeping ban in Washington, D.C. on the private ownership of handguns. The case began when a security guard who carries a gun at work sued for the right to keep it at home for self-defense. Washington officials say the Second Amendment applies to militias, not individual citizens. A ruling is expected in June. And the pilot of a ship that spilled thousands of gallons of oil into San Francisco Bay last November has been charged with criminal negligence and breaking environmental laws. Judy Campbell reports from member station KQED Radio in San Francisco.
John Cotto was at the helm of the container ship, the Costco Busan, when it hit the base of the Bay Bridge in November. About 54,000 gallons of toxic bunker fuel spilled into the bay. Less than half was ultimately recovered. An estimated 2,000 birds died in the spill. The U.S. Department of Justice filing said Cotto failed to pilot a collision-free course, failed to use the ship's radar as he approached the bridge, and failed to verify the ship's position using navigation aids. Cotto is charged with misdemeanor violations of the Clean Water Act and the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. He faces a year and a half in prison and $115,000 in fines. Cotto's attorney says the charges are premature since a federal investigation into the causes of the spill is still in progress.
That's Judy Campbell reporting from member station KQED Radio in San Francisco. And that's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison.
Laura Conaway, thanks so much. So next hour, can I get you to come in and do some of the On the Blog with me?
Let's talk blog.
You know, I got called out for singing the blues on the blog.
Can we get you to sing? We're going to have to get you to sing again. Actually, someone came to your defense just a second ago.
They did?
They did.
Oh, that's so exciting.
We'll have a blues off.
Because I was just kind of, you know, joshing a bit. But
you let it go.
I like to sing, you know. I like my music.
People should sing. It's happy.
I know. Well, thank you so much. We'll get back to you in just a minute.